to make this. And he was making the kumkum with the breast of Srimati Radhika was in the breast of Krishna. And now with the, when he was painting, Krishna was keeping here sometimes, sometimes. So that parag, that thing mixed with this became more deep. So it came out on the head of Krishna. So now he is praying that I will have this thing in even in swapna, then my head will be sharp. What they see, they remember and they pray for that. Sometimes Vishnu Priya,
Lord Chaitanya's wife,
makes very good preparation and gives it to Ma, Swachimati. And Swachima thinks that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my son should come on. And he comes and tastes and goes away. He thinks that, oh, he has come. I have seen, but actually he has not come. He is in Puri. How from a far distance he comes and will return? So I see it in dream or in
school.
Always he thinks like this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him by
Damodar Pandit,
that is really I. So she should not think like so. So Chaitanya, I think that when he was reminding this, this past time actually was seen by him. And also he has got this. And now he is praying and weeping and rolling on the bank of. That is not for a sadhara.
What dinner is for there?
Also in the painting, I'm painting her clothes, her skirt and her veil. So we don't think that we're doing it now, but we pray Vilap Kusmanjali. So does one manjari sometimes dress another manjari? Do service for another manjari that way?
It may be not maybe. To cheat, they can be dressed like another.
I mean, like, say it's a dark moon.
Sometimes Rup Manjari becomes Padma or Shabda. And cheating again she becomes Padma. They are very expert, especially Chitra is so expert in cheating.
But I mean, say, would some Manjari dress Rupa Manjari, put on Rupa Manjari's clothes on Rupa Manjari, like the Manjaris dress Radharani. They decorate Radharani. And sometimes Radharani decorates the Manjari. But do we find that one Manjari decorates another Manjari?
It also may be. There is nothing that will not happen. Everything. Sometimes Krishna may be upon a chair.
The Manjari.
Now I will check myself.
And distress, heat and cold. So when we see that a pure devotee appears to be weak or ill, How do we see that? Because we know that he's transcendental.
What about your Gurudev?
Yeah, he would say sometimes that he was sick. But so how should we see it? Because we know he was transcendental. Because we read it in the scriptures. He can't be touched by heat or cold or the modes of nature.
He will be seen?
It may look like he's sick.
No, no. He will be seen?
Mm-hmm. Seen?
Anyone can see him?
Not the real him, not his spiritual form. Not his spiritual form.
Then? Who is he? To whom you are seeing sick?
But even his so-called material body is transcendental.
We should think like so. What is he? These are not Leela. Like Krishna also, he used to feel pain. He used also the arrows here and there. He was also treated, medical help taken. He was also sleeping, taking rest, doing all these things, in transcendental things, how it will be?
Well, they're transcendental sentiments. When he sleeps, he is not in ignorance. He's, you know, still fully conscious.
We'll have to imagine. We may not realize, because we are not transcendental. When we are transcendental, then we can realize.
So should we think that he is in pain or not in pain, or he is weak or not weak?
We will think that he is transcendental, doing like Narlila. We are also like the same. We are not doing Narlila, but we are Nar. But you should know that I am not transcendental. One day I may be, but not.
I have a question about the painting.
You have so many questions, not only one.
I showed you the painting of this the other day. And here she's holding a plate in her hand, the plate of fruit. So somebody told me that instead of that kind of plate, I should make this plate with the handle. Which is better? The one with the handle or just the plate?
Like this.
With the handle.
It may be like this. This is up-to-date fashion.
Oh.
I think. And this is original.
Okay.
No?
Yeah. Also, you see this jewelry in the sketch on the hand and the feet? There's that type of jewelry. Should I put that on the hands and feet?
Yes.
Okay. Would you?
What this about?
It's for the painting.
No, no. What I told you,
told me about
Park Sangha.
About the pure devotee.
Is it good suggestion or not?
Whatever you say is good because you see it. You see it.
You don't feel like so.
You see it face to face, so you know what's
no,
modern
don't.
And what's ancient.
What do you mean by bhavavesh?
What do you mean?
If Rup Manjari is any bhav comes and I am so much
absorbed
in that, that I am thinking that I am that very one. Understand?
I'm thinking I'm Rupa Manjari already.
I'm thinking of Rupa Manjari. Thinking. His bhav came in my heart. And my bhav and that bhav become one. Then it is called bhava. That is. No question of dying and all other. I have told anything, but it has been not written like so. I have told anything more.
Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan. And he was going to give up his
whom
life.
Sent?
Lord Chaitanya sent
whom?
Raghunath Das Goswami.
No.
Oh, he went to Vrindavan to give up his life and go with
him. He thought that, he saw and felt that Mahaprabhu has done. After that he said, Swarup Damodar went. After that he saw that Gadadhar Pandit also went. So one by another, they expired, they went to Nitya Leela. Then he could not take himself and he wanted to live his life. But he thought that it would be better that if I give up my life in Vrindavan, in Govardhan Hill, jumping from Govardhan or dying in Jamuna. So he came here and he met Rupa Sanatan and told his view. Rupa Sanatan anyhow controlled, and they told that you should not die, you should live in Radha Kund. And Raghunath Swami, Raghunath Das Goswami felt that the things, the rush, the remorse which he was getting from Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Swarup Damodar, now he is getting from Raghunath, Rupa and Sanatan and all Goswamis there, especially with Rupa. Then he controlled his mind and he went to Radha Kund, began to do bhajan. And Rupa Sanatan and all Goswami used to go and to talk with him and to what?
Console. That's when he uses Bhava Vesh. After you describe how Sanatan stopped him from committing suicide, he's saying that if at that time in Bhava Vesh I have made up my mind to leave my life, that
no
is
Bhava
Vesh.
No Bhava Vesh. In Bhava Vesh, how he will
leave the life?
Right.
When he was feeling separation from Mahaprabhu and all, then he thought that I should give up my life.
It says that you will see, Lalita is speaking to the swan, you will see Krishna's private pastime room in Mathura, its windows decorated with fresh flowers, its splendid columns decorated with swinging strands of pearls, and its walls glorious with 10 canto pastimes in lines of gold. What does that mean?
It is written all there, you are reading.
It doesn't make any sense.
No sense?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
Who has written?
Rupa Goswami.
He has written, but no sense.
Well, is it written in words? Krishna's Vrindavan pastime is written in words on a wall or?
Wall.
It says on the wall, Krishna's 10th canto pastimes are in lines of gold.
क्या हमारे समझ में telling about the room in which Krishna Chandra used to live. That he's telling to Hans who? Lalita is telling to Hans that he should go in this way, this way, this way, and even reach in Mathura. When he will reach, there are so many palaces there. How he will decide that this is the Rajman, palace of Krishna? He should go, enter, then he will enter and go in palace, left and left. Palaces will be seen, but Krishna palace is special, where you will see that it is decorated and built by so many Sphatik Mani. Patik Mani means tons of jewels. And on the outer walls, all the Braja Leela past tense photos are there.
Oh.
So much paintings of how Krishna is taking birth, how Putana comes, how Agasur, Bakasu, how Rashlila, how Gopis, and all other scriptures are there. Very beautiful painting. So you should know that this is the palace of Krishna by this symptom. Why it has been painted all the past times? Because Krishna becomes so, feeling so
separation.
And when he sees, then he begins to be. So seeing all these past times, Krishna used to be and control his
mind.
When he sees that, he feels that I am with Gopis, Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Maya, and all Sakhas, grazing cows, going and
playing flute.
So it seems by this slope that Krishna, whether he was in Mathura, but always remembering and preparing Braj pastimes.
What is this?
What was his doubt?
It's, the way it was translated, it wasn't clear.
It is not clear, like I told.
Yeah,
the Dasa Skanda means here the pastimes which has been.
This was Braj Leela.
Which has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam 10th essay, especially Braj Leela. All has been painted here.
What is Krishna's private pastime room?
Eh?
It says, in Krishna's private pastime room. What is that? In the same verse.
Verse not.
No, it says private pastime room.
private room.
It says the tenth canto stories are in his private pastime room.
Dwarka Lila is painted, not Dwarka Lila. Mathura Lila is painted on outer walls. And his sign kakha,
sleeping room, bedroom.
Bedroom, very private, all these Braj Lila are painted. And seeing one by one, he becomes feeling separation and. Raslila is private. Rajlila also with gopis, private. This is private.
He has the
when Krishna is coming, gopis are lamenting and like dying. Sleeping on earth, and all these things are private.
He has the mind because he wants to feel separation, or because he already feels separation, so it gives him some consolation.
Not consolation. We want to be for Krishna. Do you?
I want to.
You want to be for Krishna? So when Krishna was engaged in Mathura, all things, and he feels that my heart has become zero. Then he wants to weep for gopis. Then he, leaving all these things, comes in room and sees and becomes so.
Vishwamharo, Vijayamharo. Bye.
Vinapekshaya